It's episode 113, and we're talking about logo sliders, popularity plugins, featured widgets, encyclopedia plugins, Pinterest, and a great new way to bulk import just about anything into WordPress. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch.
And this show is supported by CMS Commander.
That's right. If you're looking for a great way to manage multiple installations of WordPress across many different servers, this is the plugin for you. It allows you to manage multiple sites, install things, back things up, move plugins, clone sites, copy sites, anything you want to do with just about one or two clicks. So if you want more information about that, go to wppluginsatoz.com/CMSCommand.
And don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at the website, wppluginsatoz.com. And head on over to iTunes and give us a review there. We'd greatly appreciate it. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, just hit that little thumbs up button down in the lower corner. Helps us out, get us up in the rankings and the ratings. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Definitely. And iTunes is definitely a place that we would appreciate your feedback, your community support. If you can give us a positive rating on iTunes, it definitely helps out with the rankings and brings more people to the show.
That it does. All right. And this is the point here for a little bit of our own self-promotion. So here goes mine.
Is your WordPress website giving you trouble? Have you received the white screen of death? Have you received notification from Google or other search engines that you've been hacked or compromised in some way? Then let John Overall help you out. You can visit him at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips and information to get you back online in a flash. Or if a more in-depth support is needed, then send John an email at john@wppro.ca. Or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729. He'll answer the call and help get you back up and running in no time.
Yeah, new one for that. All right. Next week.
And for me, you can, my thing is consulting calls, and you can go to marcuscouch.com/call. If you need any help with WordPress, podcasting, SEO, general internet marketing help, I was on a call last Wednesday, actually, with someone who listens to the show and helping them out with some SEO stuff. And it was a 15-minute call, and I think I saved them about a year's worth of headache. So if you'd like the same kind of benefit, just head to marcuscouch.com/call.
And save yourself a ton of time on SEO. So also don't forget, I also have another podcast over at the WP Medic Show. It's wpmedic.ca, where I discuss more in-depth stuff for what's ailing your WordPress site, how to get you through tough times, interviews with experts from all over the world, and some little insider tips that I don't generally talk about on this show here. And you can get that over at wpmedic.ca.
All right. And that brings us to some listener feedback that we've got.
Yes, we have a question from Rafi.
There you go.
He's got a question on how to hide menus and sidebar widgets. So go ahead and take it away, Rafi.
Hi, this is Rafi from Tree Otter Networks. Thanks for the great show once again. I have a question. We are trying to move our landing pages off of an external site onto our main WordPress site. What's a good way to hide menu items and sidebar widgets on specific pages in WordPress? Thanks.
Well, thanks, Rafi. Greatly appreciate you listening to the show. Thanks for the great feedback. As for your question, hiding menus, or not, sidebar widgets, that one's relatively easy and straightforward. There is a great plugin called Dynamic Widgets, and it allows you to have widgets show or display on a per page, per post basis. And I use that one quite regularly, so you might want to check that one out. It's called Dynamic Widgets. As for the menus, I don't have a simple option for you. What I would probably do in that case is I would create templates designed specifically for the landing pages that would not allow the menu to show, and then apply that template to the page.
That's exactly what I would do. I would do the latter as far as what you've explained. Create a separate layout for just the imported posts, and then you have infinite control over what menus and widgets are applied to that particular template.
Yeah. And templates are great. I've used them many times through building customized websites or for customized landing spots in there.
Yeah. Yeah. iThemes Builder is a very good theme that uses kind of variances and templates like that. So maybe when I look at that as an option as well.
All right. And this week, no real news in World of WordPress for me. How about you?
No, nothing really dropped as far as updates or anything. So we're just kind of in that holding pattern right now. But a lot of interesting projects coming on our plates, you and I, so maybe we'll have some of our own projects to post here pretty soon.
Oh, most certainly. I've got projects lined up now, and it's very exciting for me. So, at any rate, though, I guess that brings us to the fun stuff.
We'll Absolutely. Let's
right
get rocking.
Plugins. All right, so this week I've got some plugins from previous weeks of work and the items I was looking for. The first one is it's called WP Most Popular. And what it is I was in need of some functionality for a website to showcase the most popular post based on the views, how often they were viewed. And we needed to be able to put it as a sidebar widget. So I needed something simple and straightforward. This plugin is great for that. Once installed, what it starts doing is it starts tracking the number of views each and every post gets. And then the ones with the top start to display in the sidebar widget. And it does some really nice tracking, and it tracks not only posts, but it will also track pages, and it will also track custom post types, which is important because oftentimes you've got custom post types for different segments of your site. And then you can also, with it, choose the timeline. You can have it count for all time since the time you installed the plugin. You can have it count monthly or weekly and daily. So you got monthly, weekly, and daily, although it doesn't have a yearly choice, which I thought kind of odd, but must have been something there to prevent it from being able to choose yearly. It worked very nice. It was simple, effective, and it displayed the posts exactly as it was supposed to. And when I threw it on the site I was building, it started counting the times I viewed the post to stack them up. Give it a nice 4-dragon rating. Check it out. It's called WP Most Popular.
Very nice. Well, I too am bringing some plugins in that have been used by me throughout the past week for work's sake. And this is a new one that I found called Bulk Press. And it basically allows you to add multiple categories in WordPress. Let's just say you wanted to add 100 different new categories, and each of those had like 10 subcategories on it. Basically, this thing lets you do it just by adding lines of, let's just say, category/subcategory/subcat3. You could get that deep as far as what you can do. You can do custom taxonomies, posts, pages, anything you want to do in bulk. It's one of the most impressive things I've seen as far as adding a lot of different things at one time without having to go through the database. So I highly recommend it. Check it out. It's called Bulk Press, and I rated it 4 out of 5.
So do you create the categories in a spreadsheet and then import it?
Actually, you can do it just from a text file, or you can do it right through the interface.
Well, sweet. Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really easy way to go ahead and make multiple things at once. What I did is actually copied things out from Excel as far as making a spreadsheet to make sure that I had all the categories and all the terms and things, and then imported that back into my WordPress installation. And within about 2 minutes, I had close to 150 different new categories and subcategories. So it was a really great plugin. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one I've got here, this one is one I may have covered in the past. And okay, this plugin here is one that I may have talked about in the past, and I thought it was time to bring it back forward again. And as most folks know, I'm a Genesis developer, and this is a Genesis-specific plugin. It's called Genesis Featured Widget Amplified. And what it is great for is when you need to present your posts or pages in a excellent format on the front page, you know, with the featured image, short snippet from it, or you need it to go long. It allows you to bring in metadata if you want to. It's designed specifically for the StudioPress Genesis theme framework. And it allows you also to bring in custom post types and pages all from the same widget and display them into it. It's great for displaying different types of posts into your widgets for, well, for most Genesis frameworks have a front page area with several widgeted areas that you bring this information into. And I found this to be excellent for bringing it in. It's much better than the standard widget for bringing in posts and pages, and because it's more customizable, it also has a spot in it for setting customizable links, so you can have the headline link off to something else instead of the post if you want it to go somewhere else, or you can do the same thing with the featured image that it's displaying, go somewhere else besides the post. There's a lot of different uses for this. Of course, as I said, this is the only caveat with this plugin is you must be using the Genesis framework. It does not work any other way. But all in all, it is an excellent plugin. I use it on almost every site I build, actually every site I build with it, and it works great. I give this a top rating, so check it out. Genesis Featured Widget Amplified. Five dragons.
All right. I've just been starting to get back into Genesis, so maybe that's something I might want to try.
Yeah, it's excellent. I find it tough sometimes. Like I just recently did a website where I had to work with a different framework, and I had to rethink how to do things because I've been working in Genesis so long.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, John, that I've been actively involved with the client is somebody who. There's a client that I have that actually is very into Pinterest.
Yes.
And they're into Pinterest so much so on their WordPress installation, and that they encourage other viewers of the site to pin different pictures and things like that. And we've talked about different pinning programs before. But I found a plugin that's much like a lot of the Google Analytics or Webmaster Tools plugins that we so commonly use with WordPress. This one is called Pinterest Site Verification Plugin using MetaTag. That's a very long name for a plugin, but it is a very short and sweet simplification as far as what it does. Mm-hmm. You just basically insert your Pinterest MetaTag verification code into this plugin. And once your installation is verified, you'll get a Pinterest web analytics feature, which lets you see how people are pinning your pictures. You can use this with things like WP Supercache and WP Cache. You may have to temporarily clear or disable it right after you install this plugin. But I thought this was an excellent way to take a look at analytics from a Pinterest point of view. It worked very well for my client, and it probably will work well for you as well. So Pinterest site verification, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Where was this plugin 3 or 4 days ago for me?
Well, it was just being created because it came out March 14th. So as of this recording, it's less than a week old.
So it came out just a couple of days after I needed it, and I just didn't see it when I was looking. Because I just went through a Pinterest verification for a client's website, setting it up, and bringing in the Pinterest code and putting it in the meta tag and finding a place to put it. And all of it. This would have been sweet. So I'm going to have to go back to their site and reinsert
yeah,
this and change
apparently
it.
Apparently, you're not the only one that found that that process was a little tedious.
It was a little tedious. It was a little more tedious than I expected it to be. Mm. So yeah, this looks like a great plugin, and this will probably become more and more popular because Pinterest has become very popular. So
yeah, and it's a big traffic system as far as getting traffic to your site. If you can start getting pins and people start looking at what it is that you're pinning as far as photography wise, it could flood your site with traffic. So make sure you have good images when you're going to use this type of system or in Pinterest it alone. So 4 out of 5, probably 5 out of 5 in John's book, but
We'll find out. We'll find out, but it's still, I've got more uses coming up for it because I've had other people ask about it and I hadn't got to their sites yet. So
yeah, well, this is one of those things, you know, we do talk to the designers. We kind of look at the camera here and take our eyes away from what we're doing and just talk to the designers here one-on-one, which is, you know, this is another one of these things that you can say, look, we can do all of this, integrate Google Analytics, Pinterest, all these other things, Facebook timeline. WordPress is the ultimate toolkit as far as allowing you to do these kinds of things. So add Pinterest to your arsenal with this kind of plugin right here.
Okay. Well, the last one I've got to bring to the table, this one here is Encyclopedia, Lexicon, Glossary, Wiki, Dictionary, Knowledge Base. A very extensive plugin. The link in the show notes takes you to the free version of this plugin. I didn't use the free version because I was contracted to build a website for a client. They provided me with the pro version of this to build it on. And the pro version was very, very nice. And what I was working on was I was creating a website to be a wiki. The client had wanted some functionality for their internal website to use as an internal database for their company where they could put all their policies, their company policies, for easy reference. And that's what I found this plugin to work very well for once I got it all configured up and functioning. And in fact, they liked it so well, they've got another website we're building for them that they're going to use. They're going to use it for placing up dictionary information in terms for their other component of their business. This plugin, very extensive. It uses custom post types for creating its internal database. You can set it up to be a lexicon, a glossary. What I've done for it is, like I said, I've set it up to be a wiki, and I've set it up to be a dictionary. You set up some roles for the editors to go in and edit it, because you can determine what components of it they can edit, how much they can change within it, so you can put limitations on it. It was a very extensive plugin. I liked it a lot. It worked very well. I wanted to originally give it a 5, but I ran into some issues. I had some questions about some very specific things that needed to be done on it, and the support for the plugin, unfortunately, even the pro version, was a little bit lacking. When I went to contact a developer, I had troubles getting to figure out how to even send them an email to get information. It's almost like they put out this plugin, charge a nice price for it, and then hid from the world. They do have a system for paying for support, but because I didn't personally buy the plugin, I wasn't going to do that. And it made it a little bit of work. So I give this a nice, you know, 4 Dragon rating, for 4.5 if I could. All in all, though, great plugin, something that works really great and is very smooth. The free version, it just, what they do is you get the full functionality, they just cut out some of the higher end features of it. So it would probably work great in the free version too. So give it a check out. It's called the Encyclopedia plugin, Knowledge Base. I think that's the shortened version of it. Just look up Encyclopedia in the WordPress database. All in all, 4 Dragons, check it out.
All right. Yeah, that's definitely something I'm going to check out. Well, I have one final plugin that I think I saved the best for last here. For many years, I have, on one of my own business sites, had this kind of carousel that goes with all of the logos of all of the people that I've worked with. It's got, you know, stuff like Coca-Cola and Columbia Pictures and Boeing and all the different ones as far as the different corporations that I've done SEO and marketing work for. This JavaScript is slowing my site down to a crawl. So I wanted to find a cool way to slide logos across the screen on a thin little conveyor, so to speak, and have it to where one of my clients can click that particular logo, and then it goes to a WordPress page where it describes either the case study or the type of work that we have done. Well, I found such a plugin, and it is awesome. It's called Logo Slider. It's only been out for about a week. It basically adds a logo slideshow carousel to your site with just a short code. So you can actually add it to a particular page if you want to. The short code is just logo-slider. You can also do it via PHP. And it basically has customizable height, width, number of images, speed, things like that, where you can put in your logos and have kind of a portfolio or anything you want to do. You could, heck, you could use this pictures of food on a restaurant site or anything like that. It's really cool, really versatile. It's called Logo Slider, and I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Nice. That looks like something that could be very useful for a portfolio, too, aside from regular portfolios, such as I'm looking to replace the portfolio on my website here pretty soon.
Yeah, this is a good way to do it. Definitely.
All right. Well, that's all we've got. I know it's a little bit short and sweet, but that's been the gist of our shows lately. It's still right in the same average.
Yeah, we are looking for more guests for the show. If you're a big WordTime WordPress developer, or you have any plugins that you'd develop that you'd like us to talk about on the show, please get in touch with us. There's many different ways to do that. I've tried to book a couple people on the show that will happen probably next month after some of the holidays and everything are out of our way as far as Easter and all that. A lot of big things coming up. I know that there is a particular plugin that I am developing myself that I will be bringing to the fray very soon, and I think it will change a lot of the ways that people do automated administrative tasks. I'm building a little robot that runs in your dashboard and does things for you. So nice. Look forward to that very soon.
Nice. All right, so just the usual reminders. You can check us out at iTunes. Give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. Over at blueberry.com or via Way, or if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button. And, of course, you can contact us. I can be contacted on my website, johnoverall.com. If you need some quick emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can contact me right at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And be sure to say hello if you listen to the show on Twitter. And consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call.
And that's all we got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.